He's finally dead. That was the toughest vampire lord I've hunted in a while. But I do love a good challenge. I just wonder what's been causing this recent uptick in vampire activity. As much as I enjoy this work, having so many incidents is a bit worrisome. Hopefully it's not a sign of something greater. In any case, time to finish this job. This head will make a nice trophy for the bounty office. Is there someone in the corner over there? It moved. I must have missed one of this monster's thralls. Yes, this definitely looks like another vampire, but its behavior is odd. Vampires don't cower in fear like this. It could be a trap. You there! Turn around and face me. I didn't respond. What's going on here? I said, turn around now. I prefer to make eye contact with my enemies as I kill them. Well, isn't this a sight? Now your behavior is starting to make sense. You look vampiric, but also distinctly human. You must have been turned just recently. Poor thing. Even so, young fledglings like yourself usually lose their humanity and develop a lust for blood within minutes. So, why haven't you attacked me? You don't want to? Ah, so you must be one of the lucky few who don't succumb right away. Well, I only kill monsters, and clearly you aren't one yet. So, I'm afraid I must leave you to your fate. When the thirst for blood finally takes over, pray that a hunter like myself grants you a quick death. Farewell. This doesn't feel right. I shouldn't leave that poor thing in such a state. There has to be something I can do. Oh, of course. Lesser vampires are submissive, so they'll follow the will of someone more powerful than them. Usually that would be the vampire lord who turned them, but that fledgling no longer has anyone to follow. Unless, if I can convince him to submit to my authority, then perhaps I can keep his vampirism in check. Psychologically, at least. Excuse me. On second thought, there is a way I can help you. Shh, don't be afraid. See? I put away my sword. I swear that I won't hurt you. So please, trust me. I know that I may look intimidating. I'm a head or so taller than you, and I carry a variety of weapons. But don't let that scare you. I'm here to help. I have an alternative solution. Unfortunately, there is no cure for vampirism. Believe me, I've explored every possible avenue for creating such a thing. But don't lose hope. With my help, you could live some semblance of a normal life. Your situation is similar to that of a friend I once had. She and I hunted together for years until one night she was turned during a surprise attack on her camp. She begged me not to put her out of her misery, but instead to use her as a way to learn more about vampires. Their psychology, their physiology, everything that I possibly could. So I honored her request. I built a laboratory underneath my house, and my friend willingly served as a lab rat of sorts. Eventually, the last of her humanity faded away. and I was forced to destroy her. It was the most difficult thing I've ever done. Thank you. I appreciate your sympathy. At least her death wasn't in vain. The data I collected from my observations and experiments were invaluable, and they revolutionized the techniques that we use to hunt vampires. That brings me to the alternative that I spoke of. Most hunters still consider vampires to be irredeemable monsters, but I know that isn't always the case. Your master is dead, which makes you a stray vampire that will wander aimlessly, threaten innocent people, and be killed by a hunter in due time. Unless someone took your master's place and helped keep your vampirism at bay. Yes, my dear. Someone like me. You are a beautiful young man, and you deserve better than to slip into darkness. Oh, please don't cry. Come here. Let me hold you. Shh. Deep breaths, darling. Deep breaths. That's it. Everything's going to be all right. Nuzzle your head into my chest. Good boy. I hope you don't mind me kissing your forehead. You look so adorable in my arms. I'll rub your back as well. Does that feel good? Are you more comfortable now? Did you just call me mistress? It's working. That's right, pet. Let your mistress take care of you. If you're a good boy and do what I say, I'll reward you. But if you're bad, I'll have to punish you. Understood? You're a fast learner. Look up at me. I want to give you your first reward. Don't be embarrassed, sweetheart. There's nothing wrong with blushing. Would you like another kiss? Yes? Well, you'll have to ask for it. Please what? Good boy. Remember, I am your mistress from now on. Lean back, pet. I'm going to straddle you. Place your arms on my hips. That's it. Admit, I'm more into this than I thought I'd be. At first, I just wanted to take care of you. But now, I'm grinding on this bulge of yours. Your bulge is getting even bigger, dear. Good. That means we can have even more fun. Take your cock out, pet. Shh, don't be nervous. Just listen to me. Your cock looks delicious. Has anyone ever stroked it before? No? Well then, allow me to fix that. Do you like it, my pet? Having your cock stroked up and down. Don't forget my title. Good boy. I'm glad to hear it. Your mistress likes stroking your cock just as much. Yes. She most certainly does. Oh, you're biting your lip. Are you trying to hold back your moans? Let them out, darling. I want to hear them. Good boy. They sound divine. I'm going to stroke you faster now. I want to hear more. You're leaking pre-cum. It's starting to drip down my hand. Do you want your mistress to keep going? Do you want her to make you come? It doesn't sound like you want it badly enough. Try again. Such desperation in your voice. You're not some shy, timid vampire anymore, are you? Now, you're my obedient little slut. God, your cock is twitching so much. Come for your mistress, pet. You have my permission. I know you're almost there. Let it all out. I want your cock to shoot your load all over my hand. Do it. Be a good boy and come for me. Yeah, that's right. I can tell you're so close. Yes, yes, yes. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Come for me. Come for me. That's it, that's it. Yes, 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 that's it. There you go, there you go. That's a good boy. All right. Take a deep breath. You did well. Are you crying again? It's okay, sweetheart. You don't need to... Oh. They're tears of joy? That's a relief. I want to help you purge every negative thought from your mind. Now, lie down so I can get on top of you. Good boy. Now I'll just remove these pants. This damn belt gets stuck at the worst times. There we go. You seem to be quite captivated by my appearance. I'm flattered. Well, it didn't take long for you to get hard again. Your cock must be aching for me to lower myself onto it. Oh, it feels so warm inside me. Oh, you really are more human than vampire still. Do you like it when women tower over you like this? Well, I like taking control of good boys like you. You're being such a good boy right now. Your mistress is very proud of you. Are you going to keep pleasing me like this? That's what I like to hear. I'm starting to get close. Are you? Good. I'll start going faster. Push your hips up into mine. Match my rhythm. Good boy. Such a good boy. You are twitching again. Are you ready to come inside me? Don't worry. Our physiologies don't mix. You won't get me pregnant. Do it for me, pet. I want us to come together. You want to hold hands? Oh, that's so sweet. All right, then. Oh, God. I'm gonna come. Keep holding my hands. Oh, I can't. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, that's it. That's it. Oh, that's right. Oh, be a good boy for me. Mistress, very happy tonight. Kiss me. You're such a magnificent creature. Let me put my pants back on. Take my hand, darling. I'll help you up. Careful, you almost fell over. Your legs seem a bit weak. I wonder why. Do you want me to carry you? Very well, then. Just relax in my arms. My horse isn't too far away. The ride back to town will take about an hour. I have a hood inside my satchel that you can wear to hide your appearance. Truth be told, you might not even need it. You're looking more human than you did when I first found you. Becoming your mistress worked out better than I expected. Your fangs will be easy to conceal, and your skin isn't pale enough to be suspicious. Yes, your future is looking bright, my pet. And I will do what I can to ensure it stays that way.